Oh, James Hamilton would be proud of me. Kicked off with The Real Thing and Can You Feel the Force on 12-inch green translucent vinyl. I don't say all these things to be flash, it just seems that a lot of people are interested on what records are pressed on these days. Follow that with 12-inch pink vinyl version of Edwin Starr's Contact. Then the American import 12-inch version, which is different from the one you get in the shops over here, of Blondie's Heart of Glass. And we're mixing back out now with The Real Thing and Can You Feel the Force? And if you like what's going on behind me at the moment, you may well like to listen to Greg Edwards, Greg Jailbird Edwards, 6 o'clock on a Saturday night on Capital Radio. Uptown Radio on 94.4, Staines 58754 is our phone number, and I think you may well find me answering the phones tonight. Robin the Topper Lindsay will be here at 10 o'clock. And the next record, especially for him. Great single from a tedious album, Gene Simmons. Radio is Uptown Radio. That's Radioactive on Red Radioactive Vinyl, Gene Simmons. Who is, of course, from the American band Kiss. And I was thinking, with all that stuff they put in their face, maybe they should be called Kiss and Makeup. You get a free Gene Simmons mask with this single as well, so I'm sure you're all rushing out to get it right now. And as we scrape Robin Lindsay off the ceiling, in time for his programme in 17 minutes' time, for Ruth, Neil, Bubble and Adam and Jay and Paul, it's Toto, who sound incredibly like Buzz Skaggs to me, and Hold That Line. Okay, you can let go now. Here, Kim Wasabi. For Ruth, Neil, Bubble and Adam, Jay and Paul. Toto. And hold that line. The man with Van Gogh's ear for music, Robin Lindsay, here in about 14 minutes' time. And on the Stiff record label, a 12-inch Hot Biscuit, Lena Lovitch, and Lucky Number, and the competition's next. Lena Lovitch and Lucky Number, or as the guy behind the counter in Record Scene Stains insisted on saying, Lenny Lovelich. If I had a jingle, it would go competition time, but I haven't, so I did it instead. It's Staines 58754, the number that you'll need to know, and anybody who's won a competition before on my programme is automatically banned, so sorry Steve King and all those other people that enter every week, but we've got to give other people a chance because some people have sussed the way to get through quickly. So if you've never won before, if you've entered, that's all right, but if you've won before, leave it for this week. The question is a football question, so if you don't know anything about football, you may as well go and put the kettle on. And the prizes are a copy of this week's Surrey Herald with page 13 signed by me and Robin Lindsay. I mean, it's worth it for that alone, surely. A record token for a quid and a few Generation X badges, alright? So that'll come winging in the post to you if you win this week's competition. And the question is, are you ready? Staines 58754. Stand by. It's a football question. When was the only time that the FA Cup was taken out of England? The first and last time that the FA Cup was taken out of England. If you know the answer to that, Staines 58754. It's not a trick question. It's pretty straightforward. Give us a ring and the first person wins all those goodies. Okay? We're always quick to pounce on new young bands, and here's another one. On the Small Wonder record label, this is terrific. Will never be a hit, but it should be. It's The Cure and Killing an Arab. Play this for Dr. Bakhtia. I don't want a holiday in Iran.
Standing on the beach with a gun in my hand, staring at the sea, staring at the sand, staring down the barrel at the Arab on the ground. The sea is on my mouth, but I hear no sound. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger. Killing an Arab. Turn and walk away, or I can fire the gun. Staring at the sky, staring at the sun. Whichever I choose, it amounts to the same. Absolutely nothing. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger. Killing an Arab. In my hand, staring at the sea, staring at the sand, staring at myself, reflected in the eyes of the dead man on the beach. I'm alive. I'm dead. I'm the stranger. Killing an Arab.
That's a single that's getting a lot of play on the turntable at Anderson Towers this week. The Cure and Killing an Arab. Uptown Radio, the sound of the suburbs, on Staines 58754. That's the phone number. We'll give you a name check next week. Very easy to take the mick out of people like Andy Gibb. Stop it. This is absolutely marvellous. It's on blue 12-inch vinyl. Don't throw all our love away.
Crying out.
isn't that nice? A younger member of the Gibb Empire, Andy Gibb, and bracket our love, bracket, don't throw it all away. Lynn wants us to tell Dave that she loves him. Lucky chap, Dave. I think she's the one that giggles a lot. And so this is for Lynn and Dave. Taking the boredom out of Sunday nights, it's Uptown Radio. One of the best gigs I went to see last year was the Rubinoos, and this is their new single, Falling in Love with the Rubinoos, on a Sunday night on Uptown Radio.
Radio.
Oh, that was Rubinoos' new single, Falling in Love. And it's been absolutely smashing being back again. Really missed it, and it's great to be back. Let's hope we'll be here next week. We've got a lot of problems at the moment, as you've probably gathered with our absence. Technical problems and indeed transport problems may force us off the air next week, or maybe even for the week after. We hope not. Tune in next week at 9 o'clock and cross your fingers. If you think you can help in any way, particularly with transport, because that's really bugged us over the last couple of weeks with our main transport breaking down for one reason or another, which we won't go into, and our backup system's going wrong as well. So if there's any way you can help on the transport side, give us a ring on Staines 58754. The answer to the competition was when Cardiff City won the FA Cup in 1927 was the only time the FA Cup went out of England. Obviously, I don't know who won, but they'll get the prize whizzing off to them, and I'll give you the name of that very same person next week, I hope, if we're here. Robin Lindsay comes up in just a few seconds' time with the Doobie Brothers. But in the meantime, this is Terry Anderson saying thanks very much indeed for listening over the last hour. Stick with us for another hour. Staines 58754 is our number. I'll see you next week. Ta-da.